speak life over you today.
Blog Talk Radio.
No matter where you stand or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. You agree?
It's not finished. It's not empty.
Only the beginning.
God says it's open.
It ain't over till God says it's over. I want to speak life into somebody's life right now. Know that whatever it is that you're going through, it ain't over until God says it's over, as far as you're concerned. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says that in everything give thanks, for this is your will. And Father God, we come giving thanks today. We come in giving thanks for your word, because it's your word that teaches us who we are in you, Father God. We speak life, Father God, to those that are walking in a dead path. We speak life to those, Father God, that don't have a true knowledge of your word today, Father God. We speak in life to them, Father God, that they will hear and obey your voice. I thank you, Father God, for those that have accepted you for you and only you. I thank you, Father God, that there shall be no other God before you. I thank you, Father God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge to know who you are, and that teaches us who we are in you. I thank you, Father God, for life, for the deeper part of life. And I speak life to anyone that's listening right now, that you will succeed. You will not fail. That you are the head and you are not the tail. I speak life to you today that you will catch the revelation that the word was made flesh. The church was made flesh. No more church building. We are the building. 1 Corinthians 3:9 and 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19. I would encourage you from the depth of my heart that you take this revelation knowledge of a biblical commandment, a biblical truth. Study for yourself. I plead with you to seek out the gospel, the true gospel that you claim you have faith in, and the word, because flesh, the Bible said that the word of God became flesh. It became the tabernacle, the church that was among us. John 1:14. He is the true tabernacle among us. Now and with us and in us. Hallelujah. I'm excited, brothers and sisters. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Only live in this life once, brothers and sisters. Please come on and get with it. You don't get no second chance. I thank you, Father God, that we live in that born again life now. So the church isn't where you meet. The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. church is who you are. The church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ. So let us not go to church. How about let us be the church? 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19. Brothers and sisters, it shouldn't be a secret to you that if you read the Bible from a spiritual perspective, Peter said, I'm a lively stone. Not a dead stone, but a lively stone. The Bible says that we are spiritual houses, a holy priesthood who offer up spiritual sacrifice to God by Jesus Christ. 2:5, I am a labor together with God. I am his husbandry. I am his building. I am his temple, and his spirit dwelleth in me. Listen, brothers and sisters, God wants to live in you. Galatians 3:13. If you hear this with your spirit, you have been redeemed. Hear it now. You have been redeemed, bought, paid for. You've been bought and paid for by his blood. Then act like it. He deserved that. He deserved that if you're going to use his blood, then use the whole thing. The Bible says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Remember Galatians 3:13? That's what it says. So that means you've been paid for already. So I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, I don't say this. I know this. I don't hope this. I have this. So if I have it, why do I hope for it? See, people who go to buildings, they hope for eternal life. No, we have eternal life. And we know that. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Matter of fact, I ought to read the whole thing. Because the whole thing is very important, brothers and sisters. Because if you reject God's knowledge, guess what? He's going to reject you. And this is the time, brothers and sisters, as you and I both know, that things, I mean, you can see it. You can see it. You can see it coming true. That we are truly his children. He says in Hosea 4:6, brothers and sisters, my people. If you're his people, you can be destroyed for the lack. See, you can claim God and you can claim to be on his side. But you're going to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of the Lord. You remember all these other laws, but how about the law of the Lord, thy God? He said, I will have to forget thy children. Listen, brothers and sisters, trust me for the word of God. Go read it for yourself. That's all I'm asking you to do. See, sin will eat you up. The thought of sin will eat you up. It will destroy you because your mind has went out to whoredom. Your mind has went out toward things that not really is of God. You might say that. You may feel that. But you need to know that. And to know that you know that you know is one of the most beautiful things there is. That's why this new covenant is so much better than the old covenant. Better. Because see, in the old covenant, all we had was hope. But praise be to God for the new covenant. We got it now. I said, we got it now. We got it. If you live it. Everybody don't want to live it. But I want to share this with you, brothers and sisters, and we're going to move on. Because it's just so much to share. The Bible says, if you will, yesterday we were speaking about the law, and that's what we've been talking about this week pretty much, is about the abolishment of the law and why it had to be abolished. So everything with the law associated, remotely associated, the Lord said, I've done away with it. Let me tell you, you don't have to call stuff what God called it. And not what you want, but what God called it. And the only way you can do that is with his spirit. See, the Old Testament demand righteousness. But we have righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. The Old Testament, it was imperfect. So people who want to talk about being imperfect, they are. They ain't lying to you because they don't know no better because they don't have the knowledge. But you have the knowledge. You know why? Because you have the word of God to stand on. Don't nobody have to lay hands on you. Don't nobody have to give you a word. You don't need a prophet, say. You don't need that prophet. No, you got the word of God. But make sure in your getting, get understanding. That's what the scripture says. In all of your getting. And you may get some stuff, but make sure you get understanding why you have it. See? So I thank God that we're the righteousness of him in Christ Jesus. Because everything points to Christ, brothers and sisters. The Old Testament, if Abraham had to point to Christ, then we have to point to Christ as well. Okay, I'm going to pick up where we left off at, perhaps. But we was in Galatians 3, 23 through 27. Oh, okay, we got the pastor to read for us this morning as well. I'm going to go over some things. I might ask the pastor to just read the scriptures. I want to try to cover a lot of stuff. I'm not going to work it. I just want to make sure we clear on some things. And that is, why did God give us the law? And it was to guide us. According to, but now it wasn't to save you. It was to guide you. It was to direct you to Christ. That's all. I mean, you have the law. It kept us safe until Christ came. Now, once Christ came, you got to let that go. You got to keep on holding on to it. I know you want to. I know it's good. I get all of that. But you got to let it go, okay? If I can just be real honest with you, you got to let it go. Let that building go. You are the building. Agree with God's word. That's all I'm asking you to do. If he says you're the building, agree with that. And then live that. Don't talk about it. Be about it. See, you got the world talking about it. The difference is they can't be about it. And you can. So, in Galatians 3, hallelujah. It's a matter of going there. That's where we left off at yesterday. But I really want you all to know that the law was given that we might see how sinful sin is. Not us, but how sinful sin is. See, the law is like a plumb line that we might see how unlevel or our lives are without Christ. But thank God we got Christ now. So we can get lined up. We can reposition ourselves. Hallelujah. I love that. I love that we can reposition ourselves into Christ. Okay.
Yes.
So the plumb line was not to make one straight. See, the law was never to make you straight, but prove one's crooked. So So when you read Amos, I'm going to let her read Amos 7 through 8 probably. Yeah, read Amos 7 through 8. Because the law was under the Old Testament or in the Old Testament. So I'm going to stay with that when it comes to the law that Christ abolished. Because the New Testament allowed us to get rid of all the old stuff and then all things become new. And that has to become real. That can't just be scriptures. That has to be a reality in our lives. We can't just agree with it. Well, you know, the word of God said it. Yeah, I understand what it says. But do you know what it says? I know it's you can read that. But that don't mean you know it because you read it. That don't mean you understand it.
remember Philip? He didn't understand it. He preached the word, not Philip, I mean the eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch. He read that thing, but he didn't quite get it. So he asked Philip, well, what's the problem? There's some water right there. He didn't understand the baptism. So Jesus said, Philip said to him, okay, we'll get off the chair. They got off the chair. He baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. But he read the thing, but he didn't understand. He didn't understand Isaiah 61. He didn't get it. Like a lot of people, they read this stuff, but they don't get it. You know why? Because Satan had blinded their minds. I can't believe Satan blinded my mind. I can't believe my grandmama did this. My great-grand. So what? Satan can blind your mind. If he'll mess with Christ, he'll mess with you. If he'll take Christ he was led to the highest mountain to be tempted of the devil. So when did you get an excuse or when did you get a pass that Satan can't deal with you? Where is that at? You don't get a pass. Sorry. And you might get all arrogant and think you got, brothers and sisters, this, you get one shot at this, okay? If I can be real with you, you get one shot at it. And if I were you, I would examine every avenue. I wouldn't get cheated out of this. Satan wants to steal your eternal life. But he don't care about you getting happy, jumping up and down. He loves us when you do that because he's the God of this world. So anything worldly, he's good with that. But when you start gaining knowledge, he can't take it. Mm. He got to go boogity, boogity, boogity. He got to take it. Because that's how I read you, Hosea 4:6, I think. I think I read that, I quoted it. Okay. Pastor, would you be so kind to read Amos 7 and 8, please? Thank you so much.
Okay, Pastor. All right. And good afternoon, everyone. Amos 7, verses 7 and 8. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. Amen.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have another verse, Pastor? I'll make sure everybody get this.
Yes,
okay.
Amen. Out of the New Living Translation, verses 7 and 8, then he showed me another vision. I saw the Lord standing beside a wall that had been built using a plumb line. He was using a plumb line to see if it was still straight. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? I answered, a plumb line. And the Lord replied, I will test my people with this plumb line. I will no longer ignore all their sins. Amen.
Yeah. So you got to line up to God's stuff. That's all that law does. It makes you line up to the things of God. But it doesn't save you. You got to know what the line for is to keep things straight. Now, you got to line up with the word of God. And be in the word and put me in you. In Isaiah 28, I think it's about the 17th verse, it says, Judgment also will I lay to the line and righteousness to the plumb, and the hail shall sweep away the refuser of lies. And the waters shall overflow the hidden places. And your covenant with death shall be this null. And your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scotch shall pass through, then you shall be torn down by it. Listen, brothers and sisters, you're going to either have to line up, be part of it, or you're going to be overtaken. Because the judgment also will I lay to the line, the Bible says. And I want y'all to really hear this, man. You ain't heard nothing. Because there's too many people wanting to live according to the law. Let it go. God's going to measure justice from a whole different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to do is be judged by the law. Because if you break one law, you done broke them all. That's why you have grace and truth. It's not just for mistakes. See, a lot of people think the law, God's grace and truth is for mistakes. No. The grace of God is for more than mistakes. The grace of God going to help us get straight and keep us straight. But guess what? Mm-hmm. The grace of God is in Christ. That's what I said. You can let the law go. The law and all the ceremonies, all the law code, let it all go. Let it be abolished with Christ when he abolished it, even religion, even the Sabbath. Man, when I saw that, God said, yeah, I'm abolishing the Sabbath too. Well, you can't tell church folks that. I don't care if the Seventh-day Adventists or scripture readers or Baptist, Methodist, Holy, but you can't tell them that because they love their Sabbath. They love it. You better not mess mm-hmm. with it. You want to get a big argument? You tell me and tell them, you know what? I read down the other day, Jesus abolished that stuff. He got rid of them Sabbath days because you ain't keeping them no way. You went when you felt like going. If your preacher wasn't preaching, you didn't go. Preach, preacher! If your choir wasn't singing, you didn't go. Don't tell me about no Sabbath. You wasn't ushering, you didn't go. Don't tell me about no Sabbath. You didn't have the money. Well, I can't get my check this week, so I ain't gonna be able to go. Don't tell me. I know about it. Been there, done that. Bunch of
all
foolishness.
Right,
so Jesus got rid of it. He got shed of it. If you don't believe it, you just go in and read John 17:19. Yeah. He said, y'all want to keep it in no way, so that's why he got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants you to be in him in a building. He wants you to be in him. He's the head of the building. That's where he wants you to be at. Read Hebrews 8 and 2. And then Hebrews 9, 1 and 2. See, I'm telling you what the stuff is. So you don't have to wonder. Matter of fact, you don't even have to study this. All you got to do is go and read it and believe it. Believe from the waist up. And not from the waist down.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, believe from the neck up, brothers and sisters, with a head knowledge. Okay. I want to just make some points here. We're going to run over a little bit. I'm just going to make some points, and we're going to keep it moving. Just to show you, no man is made right by keeping the law. Okay, so I'm going to ask Pastor to read Galatians 6. It was right there, man. I don't know why it went past me. But that's what the Lord wanted. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, Galatians 3 and 11. Ask Pastor to read Galatians 3 and 11. Y'all bear with me today. Because I'm trying to calm down, man. When you done been with the Lord, and, you know, people throwing you foolish, you ain't trying to hear all this foolishness. You want to hear God, man. You want to get away from stuff. You want to hear God. When you've been on the mountain, no reason Moses was angry when he came down. You done talked to God. God done told you what to tell the people. And then people want to debate you on what? Just go read this stuff and believe it, man. It has to be through Christ. I think he nailed that. He nailed that stuff to the cross, all of it. Then if you don't believe that, then you don't believe in the cross. But read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Galatians 3 and verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident for the just shall live by faith. Amen.
So you see, this is a faith walk. You don't live by no laws. You live by the faith that you have in Christ. That's why Habakkuk said, a man should live by his faith. You're justified, made right. You're made right in the sight of God. Now, in the sight of others, you know, it may seem right. Because you may want to be a man pleaser, a woman pleaser, or whoever, or whatever. You might even want to please the devil. But you're not justified or made right with laws. You're not doing it. The other thing I wanted to go back to was Galatians 3:21, since you're there, because that was just to bring us to God's standards. You see, you can't meet God's standards with the law. That's another reason he had to abolish it. It was just to keep you there till you get to Christ, because meeting Christ is God's standards. Everything is predicated on you being in Christ. And not just saying it, but living it. Okay, read, if you will, Galatians 3:21.
Okay. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Amen.
Yeah. So if righteousness, it meant you could have eternal life from righteousness by going to church, then he would have never sought for another way. He would have never gotten rid of that. But you couldn't have that. You couldn't have what God wanted you to have. Think about it like this. The Father Abraham, he didn't need it. He didn't need no law.
All right. Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist didn't need no law. Now, I need a whole list of folks, but we now went way back to Abraham, because Abraham, he lived during the time there was no law. You had to walk with faith. All you had was the word of God. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you right now, that's where we got to get to. We just living by whatever we say. So Matthew's 4:4, Luke 4:4 are going to become a reality. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, not just what you want, but by every word that proceeds out of his mouth.
Yes. Amen.
See, the scripture then concluded, brothers and sisters, that all of us understand. And so the promise was not to the law. The promise, if I can say this one more time, the promise was in Christ. And the promise was by faith.
Amen.
So Jesus could have the right to them that believe. See, aside from the law, the only thing only way you can get to God is through Christ. So that's why you have faith. That's why you got to use. Well, what is faith? The word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. That's what it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
See, before faith came, we were kept under the law. But since faith came, you can let the law go now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So when I say that, understand the big picture, everything associated with the law. You can let it go. Oh, preacher. See, preachers that getting that check every month, every week, they ain't going to like that. They don't like this. This is real truth. But everything associated, well, I think Pastor read it the other day from, I think it was the Living Word. I'm going to ask her to read that again. I think it was Galatians 3. See, I don't mind hearing the word of God because I want more faith in it. And every time I hear it, I get, that's what I get faith in. I don't get faith in myself. some people, they build their faith up. I talked to a lady the other day. Well, I build my most holy faith. I said, what is that? Oh, when I'm praying in tongues, I'm building up my most holy faith. I said, you stupid. How can you be a man of God and call somebody stupid? I said, because your faith, the only thing holy is the word of God. So stop trying to say whatever you're saying is holy, because it's not. That's the devil got you trapped. The devil got you trapped. So the word of God can't even flow because, so she got angry. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I really don't care. That may not should be the attitude you would take. But the reason I don't care, because if it don't agree with the word of God, I don't care whoever it is. It can be my mama. Don't matter. Because I know that the law was just a schoolmaster to get me to Christ. So that's the way I'm living. That's the only way I'm going to be justified by the word of God. The word of God is holy. Then if you're in the word of God and you speak in the word of God, that makes you holy.
Amen.
I think that's real clear. But, Pastor, you read, I think, from, was that the 23rd verse through the 27th out the New Living? Yeah, read that for us, please.
Okay, Pastor. Galatians 3:23-27 from the New Living Translation. Before the way of faith in Christ was available to us under guard by the law, we were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until the way of faith was revealed. Let me put it another way. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith. And now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. But you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism, Christ, like putting on new clothes. Amen.
Yeah. For all you are one in Christ. We all are one in Christ, brothers and sisters. What make us united with Christ is because we have put on Christ. What made Abraham, and that's faith. Because remember now, Christ is the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
That's why a lot of people think, oh, the God of Abraham. No, if your faith is not in Christ, forget talking about you praying to the same God of Abraham and Isaac, because the Bible says, and if ye be Christ's, if you really be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise of Christ is in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Now, and like I said, you know, a lot of times people, they want to say, well, you know, I don't believe like that. You don't have to, brothers and sisters. I don't want you to believe like me. Sister told me, oh, I don't believe like you. You don't have to. Honey, I don't want you to believe like me. I do want you to believe this word. Like he told the Galatians, y'all start being crazy. Did somebody put a spell on you? You need take inventory of yourself and see what's going on. Observe what's really happening in your life. It was real clear to me. You haven't so much to learn Christ. See, that's where the knowledge comes in. If you begun with the spirit, why are you switching from the spirit to a building? The building don't make you perfect. Going to church don't make you perfect.
Okay.
So that's what you're saying. You know, y'all so foolish. You done begun with the spirit. Are you now made perfect by the church building? Are you crazy? You mean you done suffer so many of these things, telling people about the Lord, and was it in vain?
Have mercy.
And if you still hang in there, he said, you're still in vain. You're still operating in vain. Yeah, listen, brother and sister, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Be willing to reposition yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham believed God. And that's
yeah.
what made him righteous, because he believed God. What did he believe? He believed that Christ would come. So the promise was made unto him and his seed, which was Christ. So if you don't be in Christ, then you don't see this.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to do it by yourself. You're trying to do it alone. Okay. Like I told you, I was going to go a little bit over time. And I'm going to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. I know we had to have some people to drop out. I understand, y'all. People have to leave because some of them work and different things. But anybody have anything they'd like to share? This is a time that we just take a few minutes and reflect. Maybe there was something said this week. Maybe you won't be able to make it Sunday. I hope you. Because you're going to hear a review like you never heard it come Sunday. The Lord has already told me that. And you're going to be blessed.
Praise God.
But
Amen.
If you have something you want to share, press one or and we'll let you in. Pastor, do you have something you'd like to share?
yes, Pastor. I'd like to read Galatians 3:23-27 out of God's Word. And it reads,
okay.
We were kept under control by Moses' law until this faith came. We were under their control until this faith, which was about to come, would be revealed. Before Christ came, Moses' law served as our guardian. Christ came so that we could receive God's approval by faith. But now that this faith has come, we are no longer under the control of a guardian. You are all God's children by believing in Christ Jesus. Clearly, all of you who were baptized in Christ's name have clothed yourselves with Christ. Amen. Praise
God. And that was upon God's word?
Yes, that was God's word. Amen.
Brother and sister, let me tell you, I think that is probably one of the most profound dissecting of this scripture we've did so far this week. We were kept under control by Moses' law until this faith came. See, this faith was in Christ, man.
Amen.
That's what kept us under control.
Mm-hmm.
This faith, and the word this is specific. I can say there's a lot of train, but when I say this train, I'm talking about a specific train until Christ came.
Yes.
Now,
amen.
Once Christ came, you don't need that anymore. But
mm-hmm.
that makes it real plain to me.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Christ had been revealed to the world, people. But before he came, Moses' law served as our guardian.
Yes.
Christ came so that we could receive God's approval by faith. How you get God's approval? By faith. How I know that? Because of Hebrews 11:6.
Mm-hmm.
Without faith, it's impossible to get God's approval.
Amen.
Can't get it. And faith is the word of God. So without the word, there's a lot of people trying to be approved, a lot of words, but without faith, you're not going to be approved by God.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? Just press one. Anybody else? Anyone else? Still had a few to hang in here with us to the end. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Anyone want to speak something according to the word of God? Hallelujah. You have any comment on that, Pastor? I know the Spirit showed you something. I'm sensing it. I'm discerning. The Spirit said something to your heart when you read that.
Praise God. Yes, Pastor, it's letting us know that by faith in Christ, we are in direct relationship with God. So, as you said earlier, faith cometh by hearing. And so the more that we hear the word, the more our faith will grow and we'll become even closer to Christ. So that's what we have to do. We have to hear it over and over and over. And don't be discouraged. Just ask the Holy Spirit to make it plain, because a lot of times when we are going over the lesson, you might not get it right then. But stay with it. Don't give up. And continue to go back over the Word of God and ask God to make it even plainer to you. And He'll do it for you. Because just like He do it for me, He'll do it for you too. He has no respect of a person. So that's why this word is, you know, it's just so plain, I mean, to us, because we see it. We know what God's word is telling us. So, yes, the old law was Moses' law. That was under Moses. Now, the new law is under Christ, and that's what we are today. We are in Christ. So, therefore, and then we do this by faith. You know, like Pastor was sharing about Hebrews. You can read Hebrew 11 and let you know all those people, they had faith. They didn't see it, but they had faith. And so we have to have that today as well.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, there's a battle going on. The Lord spoke to me while Pastor was speaking. There's a battle going on between the law and faith.
Mm. All right.
Law and faith in Christ. There's really a struggle going on. You may not believe this, but it is. Even though it looks the same, but there's a struggle going on within us.
Yeah.
And you have to be honest with yourself. You got to take a journey through this Bible to through faith, through the act of faith. You'll see law has nothing to do with it. The law just keeps you to meet Christ, really. Once you claim the faith you said you have in Christ, if you met Him, you got to let that building go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're not bound.
Let it go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No lies anymore. You want truth.
Yes. Amen.
I'm sharing this with you because I know you know the truth. And because you know it, let me tell you, God don't want no lies.
All right.
And the enemy uses lies. He's a deceiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to know who's a liar? He that denies the law is Christ.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up there. Amen, amen. Praise God.